lives.
Excerpt number two, Baal HaSulam, the teaching of Kabbalah in its essence. Since the whole of the wisdom of Kabbalah speaks of the revelation of the Creator, naturally, there is none more successful teaching for its task. This is what the Kabbalists aimed for, to arrange it so it is suitable for studying. And so they studied in it until the time of concealment. It was agreed to conceal it for a certain reason. However, this was only for a certain time, and not forever, as it is written in the Zohar. This wisdom is destined to be revealed at the end of days, and even to children.
First generation of the last generation. And so says Baal HaSulam, excerpt 3.
I'm glad that I have been born in such a generation when it is permitted to disclose the wisdom of truth. And should you ask, how do I know that it is permitted? I will reply that I have been given permission to disclose. Until now, the ways by which it is possible to publicly engage and to fully explain each word, and this is what the Creator has given me to the fullest extent. We deem it as dependent not on the greatness of the sage, but on the state of the generation.
Yes.
Excerpt number 4, Rav Kook, Treasures of the Raya. It is time to bring up and revive what has been forgotten from the hearts of many. The condition of the generation and its spirit demand learning with the intellect from the source of the Torah, that which should have been found naturally, national love, as it should be the beginning of every upright nature and every moral and proper conduct, which is good in the eyes of God and men.
5.
Excerpt number 5, Baal HaSulam, Introduction to the Book Panim Meirot Umasbirot. It is written in the Zohar, with this composition, the children of Israel will be redeemed from exile. Also, in many other places, only through the expansion of the wisdom of Kabbalah in the masses will we obtain complete redemption. They also said, the light in it reforms him. They were intentionally meticulous about it, to show us that only the light enclosed within it, in it lies the cure that reforms a person. Both the individual and the nation will not complete the aim for which they were created except by attaining the internality of the Torah and its secrets.
7.
Right, 7.
Excerpt number 7, Baal HaSulam, the peace. The sages said, God did not find a vessel to hold a blessing for Israel, but peace. Thus, as long as self-love and egoism exist among the nations, Israel, too, will not be able to serve the Creator in purity as bestowed, as it is written in the explanation of the words, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests. Therefore, the oath that we can inherit the land for all eternity has not yet been fulfilled, because world peace is the sole vessel that enables us to receive the blessing of the fathers, as in the prophecy of Yeshayahu.
Continue.
Excerpt number 8, Baal HaSulam, the Aravut. The Israeli nation had been constructed as a sort of gateway by which the sparks of purity would shine upon the whole of the human race the world over. And these sparks multiply daily, until they are filled sufficiently. That is, until they develop to such an extent that they can understand the pleasantness and tranquility that are found in the kernel of love of others. For then, they will know how to shift the balance to the right and will place themselves under his burden, and the scale of sin will be eradicated from the world.
Yes, 9.
Except number 9, Baal HaSulam Misael Shofar. There is a precondition for redemption, that all the nations of the world will acknowledge Israel's law, as it is written, and the land shall be full of the knowledge. As in the example of the Exodus from Egypt, where there was a precondition that Pharaoh too would acknowledge the true God and his laws, and would allow them to live. This is why it is written that each of the nations will hold a Jewish man and lead him to the Holy Land. And it was not enough that they could live by themselves. You must understand from where the nations of the world come by such a will and idea. Know that this is through the dissemination of the true wisdom, so they will evidently see the true God and the true law. And the dissemination of the wisdom in the masses is called a shofar, a horn, like the shofar whose voice travels a great distance. The echo of the wisdom will spread all over the world. So even the nations will hear and acknowledge that there is godly wisdom in Israel.
קטע מספר 11, בעל הסולם, מאמר אחר.
11, בעל הסולם, the freedom. It turns out that when humankind achieves its goal by bringing them to the degree of complete love of others, all the bodies in the world will unite into a single body and a single heart, as written in the article, The Peace. Only then will all the happiness intended for humanity become revealed in all its glory.